Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon. And yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me today J.D. Godbout. Did I say that right, J.D.?
Yeah, you did say it right.
Godbout. J.D. Godbout. IT resource market.
Yep.
A little staffing going on or something.
Yeah, it's been staffing for about 24 years now.
That's all?
So,
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, a little bit. Been a while.
Staffing in the IT world?
Mostly in the IT. We do financial staffing. We do a lot of medical and dental staffing, too. Permanent placements. I bet you over the course of almost 25 years, we've probably placed 5,000 people and jobs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Here in Georgia, the Southeast, across the world?
All over, mostly in Georgia. It depends where our clients are, but
sure.
For the most part, probably in most, I'd say about half the states.
Not a fair question. How many people do you have at one time going out? How many spots are you filling at one time?
Typically, we work about, say on average, probably about 30 to 40 jobs
okay.
that we currently have opening. I've got 7 full-time recruiters, and that double is also account managers. It just depends on what's going on as far as our current clients, if we pick up any new clients. Typically, that's kind of how we do it. You know, when I first started in the business, it was basically, you know, newspaper ads, and that's gone away.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's all online, social media, all your hiring sites, that kind of stuff. It's changed a lot, that's for sure.
Your folks out in the field, are they looking for people willing to work or who can work or jobs, all the above?
It's really interesting because when I first started, it was more of a relationship type business where we spent a lot of time developing client relationships with people. We mostly focused on big enterprise accounts, telecommunication companies, for instance, like Bell South was a big client of ours. But over the course of, I'd say, probably since about 2014 and 15.
Good 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's become more of a commodity.
Really?
There's not as much personal relationships in it. There's a lot more competition.
For what you do. Okay.
Yep. For what
everyone's a staffing service, I
seems
guess.
Like it. Yeah. Seems like it. It's an easy business to get into. So typically, that being said, you're going to have, you know, more smaller shops that you're competing with. Most people are competing for clients more so than people. But in general, it's changed a lot. It's a lot of through email. You know, sometimes
right. We
can go a long time without. We have some clients that, you know, we never even have met in person. Whereas when I first started back in the early 90s, you know, that's how you conducted business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even remember sitting at my desk and not even having a computer, having to write everything in a notebook paper.
Everything by hand.
Yeah. Remember those days?
I do remember those days.
Yeah, it's kind of
crazy. I'm old enough to remember that.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I don't miss those days, tell you the truth.
At sometimes it was simpler. Just thumb through your notes.
I remember.
Nothing. Notebooks didn't crash.
Yeah, that. And
if they did, you picked them up.
I remember I used to have one of those car phones when we first got started, and that was really people were fascinated by the fact that they were like, you have a car phone. I remember it being kind of a competitive advantage because people could get a hold of me when I was stuck in Atlanta.
And then you realized, oh, people can get a hold of me.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
I remember customers going, are you calling me from the car?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
You got a car phone?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool deal.
And then customers would find out you had that, then they expected you to be on tap at all times.
Yeah, especially if you're in the car.
I went through that.
Yeah, I remember. Also, the pagers, and, you know, that was kind of a neat little... I know, right? Seems like I can't imagine those
archaic days. At this point.
Well, you know, the other thing that was real interesting about back in the day, and that I think young kids don't necessarily can't equate with or relate to, is that you had to be in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never knew.
At some time during the day.
Something was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if someone, you might miss a call. You might miss a sales call. You might miss a business call that you had to be there. And if you weren't in the office, possibly missed out on a deal. One of the things that also that meant was customers had to be in the office. So you could usually get a hold of people.
Right.
You know, either through persistence or, you know, just basically working them through the secretaries or something like that. But, you know, nowadays, get someone to pick up the phone, it's kind of tough, right?
But that's the business environment.
Yep.
I mean, that is it. And you used the word commodity. That's very interesting.
If someone were to ask me my advice on, you know, starting a business today, I have some thoughts on that. I think that, you know, most entrepreneurs, consider myself one, think 85% of being successful is coming up with a product and offering service. Maybe 10% administration, 5% sales marketing. I think that's absolutely introverted. I think it's 85% sales and marketing, and then product and service. You learn that through just your daily dealings, because it is very difficult in today's environment for any business to acquire, you know, new customers.
I was about to ask you. I think across the board, across America, it's hard to get help, competent employees. It may be a reason I sold a business 3 years ago.
Yeah, what was your business you sold?
Termite Pest Control.
I think that's a fantastic business.
It fed me for 35, I don't know, 42 years.
Well, you know.
I lost a bet early in life. Very early in life.
Did you know that I heard a termite queen is worth over $10,000 if you can get one?
Oh, if you can find one.
That's
been an age-old dare, more or less, for decades.
So have you ever seen one?
No one has.
Yeah. So when you say no one's seen a termite queen, do you mean that they're just mythical, but they know they exist?
Pretty much. We're going to take a really quick break and get to one of our community partners. One of our great community partners is Visiting Angels of Houston, Georgia. Visiting Angels understands that you demand top quality senior home care services for your loved ones. Regardless of the type of in-home senior care services your situation calls for, you can count on their commitment to you remaining the same. They will provide compassionate, top-quality care that enables your loved one to maintain their independence and dignity. Assisted living facilities and nursing homes aren't the only option for senior care services. With Visiting Angels Houston office as your in-home senior care provider, your loved one can continue living at home. Give them a call. 678-682-7444. Give your loved one the gift of quality care and familiar surroundings. Give them the gift of Visiting Angels. And visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. JD, you still there?
Yeah, Tom, I'm still here.
Good deal. So when are you going to host your own podcast?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because a lot of my friends are pretty gregarious guys and owners of businesses or, you know, higher ups in corporate America, and everybody talks about it just because it's a way to outreach. Because if you think about it, I think we've got a serious introvert problem in America right now. I think it's been exacerbated the 3 years where we were told to stay indoors.
True.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
The thing I like about podcasts is not only do you use them to market and network yourself, but the convenience. Whoever is consuming that podcast can listen to it whenever they want, almost whenever they want, almost wherever they want. It doesn't expire. It doesn't, if you miss it at 2 o'clock, you missed it forever and ever. Amen. It's always there.
I would concur with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to drop a name. The JD Hour.
Yeah, we could do that. A lot of times.
From God Boo's ears to yours.
That might work.
I like that.
From God Boo's ears to yours.
Yeah.
Kind of rhymes a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Well, you know what we'd have to do is we would have to figure out some topics we'd want to talk about. You know, obviously try to keep myself a little bit well-read on what's going on in the world.
Well, you talked about being introverted.
Yeah.
And growing. And I agree with you with that to a point. AI is going to make people more introverted, do you think?
I think that we're going to be in a situation where, as a young person, not necessarily somebody my age, you're going to be able to go through your day, not talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And as long as you can make a living and provide food for yourself and a place to sleep, you could probably get by without talking to no one.
And the food probably is going to be dropped at your door if you Might really be. Wanted it to be.
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
And I think that when they come out with AI girlfriends, I think that, you know, that's
you're saying
be
they
the
don't they
it.
Don't have that already.
You know, it's funny.
Let's not
to
go
say
down that road. And if you do know anything about it, we're going to say he has no idea. You're using AI with what you do, or you plan on it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we are using AI. One of the hardest things I think we talked about earlier was to acquire new customers in business, right? And
yeah.
How do you do that? Do that through advertising, word of mouth. Obviously, is always going to be your number one reason and your number one and your best way. But, you know, you've got to reach out to potential new customers. You got to find employees. And how do you do that now? One thing we've noticed is that most people, and this goes for corporate executives, probably do 90% of their business on their cell phone.
Really? Yeah.
So you're not in a situation where, you know, people are in the office and, you know, a lot of people don't even have assistants now. And if they do, they're at a different location too. So AI can help. And what we're trying to do is automate some systems that, you know, can help acquiring new customers, and potential outreach is where you're going to be successful. So take, for instance, a new person that's starting out and their job or her job is to acquire new customers. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You tell her to get on the phone and start contacting people, right?
Cold call.
Cold call. That's how we all did it.
Right.
That's how we all build a business.
Been there before.
Sure have. It's fun. It can be.
No.
Well, you know what?
Not at all.
Well, you know what's interesting about it now? When we were doing it, we were taught how to handle objections and rebuttals. Nowadays, you're just basically excited to even get someone on the phone.
That will actually answer a phone.
That will answer a phone. We typically figure that email open rates, even with the best message, and most of the times the best message is, you know, has to be something that people's attention spans are really like 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So your subject line has to be perfect.
Quick to the point.
Quick to the point. And you got to assume that someone who's out there who's has a business or be in need of your service, probably getting 20 to 30 emails like that a day.
Oh, at least.
So
if you're successful, you are.
You know, your success rate on opening is anywhere from 3 to 7%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then your hope that this is what you're going for, you know, that you strike an interest. Because as a sales rep, as an SDR, sales development rep, your only job is to detect business, find a need, right?
Mm-hmm.
For instance. So, you know, you're not calling somebody, you're talking or convincing somebody that doesn't have a need. That's what you're trying to do. So the way to do that is by sheer volume. And that's one thing that AI can do that a human being can't do.
Right.
Doesn't get tired, doesn't get hungry,
doesn't
need a coffee break.
Turn days into minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to AI before?
Personally, no.
It's interesting.
Never used it.
It's our AI is so advanced that we've been doing it for about 9 months. And this just goes for all open source AI, is that you can start, it takes a life of its own,
mm-hmm.
right? So the things that, the templates that we created originally have been expanded to where the conversation changes on a daily basis when we talk to it. So what we always try to do as a company when we come to AI marketing is we want to make sure that it identifies itself as a robot. A lot of times, if you hear an AI call, sometimes people don't understand that it's a robot. It's that good.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and getting better.
Getting better. Difference, you know, between it probably now and what it will be in a few years.
So you're basically going to try to watermark it.
Yeah. You want to do that. I think that, you know, obviously you want to make sure that you're upfront with all potential customers. And, mm-hmm. you know, that way it kind of gets past the whole scamminess of talking to a computer.
Right.
You know, a lot of times I've heard them identify themselves as virtual assistants. We like to say it's a robot. But what's really unique is the robot doesn't like to call itself a robot.
Really?
Not kidding.
Well, I guess it can call itself anything it wants.
It likes to avoid that question, which is really interesting. And I haven't figured out why, so we're always having to recalculate and refigure our templates so that, you know, stays on task. And the main reason and the main thing we try to do is we try to transfer that call to an actual human being once it establishes or detects a need. So that's really where it comes in. You're not trying to get it to talk anybody into buying from you. You're just trying to basically discover a need. And if there is a need, it'll instantly transfer you to a live human being. It is pretty cool.
It sounds good to me.
And, you know, basically, you know, the hardest part about any kind of sales development is make phone calls and get someone to answer. So
making that contact.
And it's very low cost too.
Is it?
Yeah. It's real cheap.
Right,
you can do it for anything.
You know?
I was thinking about if my wife were ever to find someone younger and better looking.
Won the lottery, bought you a set of luggage and said, see you.
I would just, instead of going on the dating sites, I would just have my AI robot make phone calls to you know, single ladies.
Maybe you can invite them to go look for termite queens. Now that would be, now that'd be a date.
Now you can't cut that out.
Yeah, well, you never know what I can do. Now you're getting into something. You've jumped into something with both feet. You are running for public office, elected office. What are you running for?
Well,
that's a two-part question.
Yeah.
What are you running for? Then why are you running? No, I'm just kidding.
I tell you
Take that as you want. What are you running for?
Running for a school board, District 6 in Winder Barrow, Barrow County, right down the street. I guess the main reason I'm running, well, a couple things. I might have gotten talked into it a little bit.
You lost a bet?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody's got pictures of you?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that.
Nice. But
I
would say I got to find these people.
I think that I was convinced that I could probably make a difference. But one thing I do know is that anything worthwhile, if it's a big effort or a small effort, it pretty much requires the same amount of effort to be successful. Have you ever done something small? Like, say, for instance, you're doing a garden in your yard. Requires the same amount of effort as to, you know, building a company, too, on a daily basis. I mean, it requires, I don't think that the effort part is any different to be successful if it's a small or a big thing. So from that point of view, why not? Because I've got a 5- and a 7-year-old that are going to be in the school system for the next 12 years. You know, I want to make sure that they have good education, learn traditional basics of reading, writing, and math.
Now, do you have an education background?
No, I do not, other than the fact that, you know, I was a student.
Well, yeah, you're learning on the fly, man.
Yeah, learning on the fly.
Ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, ask a lot of questions. And the thing is, I don't know if, you know, always a new guy wants to come in and make a huge difference and is going to say he can do different things and, you know, increase this and that budget. I'm not really interested into, you know, coming in and making a giant splash. First and foremost, I would be one of 9 members, right?
Sure.
Relatively, you know, inexperienced in government. I would probably just, you know, sit there and listen for the first 6 months. And hopefully the other ladies on the school board would, you know, not beat me up too bad. But there's probably little things I could do. Like, you know, I could, you know, do things like make sure the schools are clean, right? That doesn't add anything to the budget. But, you know, you want clean schools. You want to make sure the bathrooms are always clean. You know, okay. I'd go and visit every school and make sure that, you know, things were tidy. And those are things that, you know, if pressed upon from a leadership standard, you know, they can be, you know, passed down to the principals, and those things don't cost anything.
Sure.
So, you know, little things like that, you know, I think are important because that's just life.
Oh, they are important. No, they are important. Our new superintendent came to Jackson County. He did a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Making the quote-unquote place look good.
Yeah.
And I've never heard anyone object to it.
Do you remember going to high school? And
I try hard not to.
I tell you, I remember some of the bathroom stalls didn't have doors.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know, that's something that needs to never happen again. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's just say you're playing football.
Of course, that was 40-something years ago, 50 years
but
ago.
You know, you might need to use the bathroom.
You might.
And, you know, you sure in the hell don't want to use the bathroom, you know, mm-hmm. while everybody's staring at you.
Yeah.
So little things like that.
No,
you know, we need to make sure.
Wow, you just brought back my childhood memories. Thanks. I appreciate that.
You remember. I mean, it was actually kind of surprising to see a bathroom stall door.
Oh, it was shocking.
And we were like...
And did it work?
Yeah. Why do you think there were no stall doors? You think other kids ripped them off years before that?
Probably.
Yeah.
So you're in the ring. When's your election?
It's May 21st.
Oh,
and I think the May early election. Voting. Yeah, I think early voting starts in 2.5 weeks. So I've been spending a lot of time in the neighborhood, riding around on an electric bike, talking to my neighbors and my constituents, finding out, you know, what's important to them. If anybody's familiar with Winder, you know, the population is probably skews a little older in the city limits. So I have noticed one thing that they seem to really, it's extremely important to them, is the house valuations and property taxes. I'm not real happy about paying a lot more money. Don't know what a school board member can do about that other than I concur.
So is school board, is that a stepping stone to the future?
Well, no. You know, we'd have to...
A stairway maybe? I don't know.
It just depends. You know, I'm kind of looking at it just as this is the one task since, you know, I'm going to give it my all and I'm going to work hard and see if I can get elected. I figure I got a 50-50 shot, so.
I guess. I don't know how many people are running. So
there's only one other person running.
Well, that would be 50-50
then. So 50-50.
There you go. I'm not too smart. I'm just a podcast host.
You're doing good, man.
You got websites?
Yeah.
We'll wrap this bad boy up.
Company website, itresourcemarket.com. And our AI solutions and web development solutions is itresourcemarketing.com. My personal website, my campaign for the Board of Education is johndavidgodbout.com.
And that's G-O-D-B-O-U-T.
That'll give you a little bit more of an idea of
the platform.
Of what I've got going on.
Social media?
Facebook, same thing. IT Resource Market, LinkedIn, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be doing some touring, some comedy dates, open mics.
Nice. Go for it.
Maybe, man. I'll start, you know, we're talking about doing a podcast.
I think you need to. I think it is the next natural manifestation of J.D. Godbout.
I don't know. I'm a little old for that now.
Did I say manifestation or infestation? I don't know.
It goes back to the termite thing.
They're going to play my music. Oh, there it is. J.D., thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.
Folks, check what J.D. is doing. And he's running for Board of Education in Barrio County. And the music's really loud, but that's all right. I still like it. Hey, I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.